Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And let's not forget, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the men and women, also the United States Post Office bulk mail haulers out there, taking mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices, and our suicide jockeys, Tom and Company, hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go so we can go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. It's called the Official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the Official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler. We're on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram. Find us at any of those by typing in the word Captains with an S on the end of it, Captains America. You'll find us. And don't forget, we have a great website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where if you can't hear us any other place, you can hear us streaming live when the show is on right now and during the daytime. We stream the last program continuously over and over and over and over again till we come to the new program. All right. Joining us right now in sunny, warm California, where he's been to the beach all day because there was nothing better to do, it's none other than Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. I always get creative. I just thought I'd throw you at the beach today just for the hell of it. Okay, thanks, guys and gals. And actually, we're having a really nice night here. It is 83 degrees. Now the skies are mostly clear, and it's a perfect picture postcard morning here, and the day will be the same.
Very nice.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words in there, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we get it, and we hope you get it. Well, Kyle, my God, let me just read something, and you have the audio for this. But United States starvation slowed in July by more than expected, which prompted the Biden White House to announce something that you're going to play right now, aren't you?
That's right, Captain. We have something that President Joe Biden said yesterday in regards to the economy. Let's let the president say in his own words. It's going to shock you a little bit.
Before I begin today, I want to say a word about the news that came out today relative to the economy. Actually, I just want to say a number. Zero. Today, we received news that our economy had 0% inflation in the month of July. 0%. Here's what that means. While the price of some things went up last month, the price of other things went down by the same amount. The result, zero inflation last month, but people were still hurting, but zero inflation last month.
Captain, can you imagine that the President of the United States just said we had zero inflation?
Well, let me just point this out. For number one, he's a moron. And number two, anybody that put that report together is a moron because they're trying to change the talking points and trying to make it create, or they're trying to create a facade that's not there. Because the idea that we had no inflation in July will come as a surprise to most of America who saw prices on most everything they buy go up all last month. Now, the zero figure Biden is referring to comes from the fact that the headline consumer price index was unchanged from the prior month, largely due to a steep decline in the price of gas. However, I would like to point out to everybody, gas went up 20 cents yesterday in comparison to the 30 cents that it had dropped previously. So it's almost back to where it was. So what type of 0% increase is that? That's number one. Number two, excluding energy, consumer prices rose 0.4% in July compared with June. That does not feel like zero inflation to most of America. Biden doesn't know what he's talking about.
He doesn't seem to know what he's talking about, Captain, and I think you're exactly right. They're simply trying to get a soundbite out there that people would hear and say, oh, good, well, they took care of inflation. Maybe it was transitory after all, but inflation's still running basically, what, like 8 or 9%?
9.1%, which is higher than it was a year ago. Therefore, inflation is not down.
It's not down at all, and this is to say that smoke and mirrors would be being kind, but this is something far beyond smoke and mirrors, don't you think, Captain?
I do. Now, very quickly, I want to welcome KQEW FM 102.3 to the lineup, the Captain's America Third Watch. Thank you very much. They are a 25,000-watt station in the Fordyce, Warren, Camden, and Hampton and Pine Bluff, Arkansas markets. And it's going to give us a great group of people over there. That's Americana. It's very best. I know some people that live over there in the area that probably were responsible for this move. Thank you very much. KQEW FM 102.3. All right, Kyle, you hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's going to be another busy, busy night. I go on to it.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-9-
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. We will take it right away. And by the way, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com and MyStore.com websites. Now, we're doing double duty right now with Mike Lindell. They have assigned us the MyStore.com website as well as MyPillow.com. Now, here's the great deal. You use 111 promo code for either one of those websites, and that promo code is simply CAPTAIN. Because if you go over to MyPillow.com, you want to go into the Radio Listener Specials page that's over there and see all the specials that they've got there. They've got humongous deals over there. Believe me when I tell you, you can save a lot of money, a lot of money on a lot of products there, things that you use every day, wear every day, or whatever. Now, that's the home furnishings and bedroom stuff and pillows and sheets and all that, okay? But MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials page, and use the promo code CAPTAIN. You can also call the number 800-641-5459. Speak to a live person, 800-641-5459, promo code CAPTAIN. Do the same thing on MyStore.com, which is kind of like going to a Kmart or a Walmart. Because you get in there and there's different things in there for you. There's some things for your business and things for your office and some tools in there and some different things that you might not expect to find with Mike Lindell. But it's stuff that he's taken in and he's selling it over there to pass along a tremendous savings to you. And again, same scenario. You save huge, huge amounts of money over there. MyStore.com, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Or give them a call at 800-641-5459 for more information and speak to a live person. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I, too, have some audio, and it's from the Gutfeld Show. And I'm going to cue that in here. Let's see. I'm going to cue that in here, and I'm going to start it right now. And I'm going to play about two and a half, maybe 3 minutes of this, because what he said last night just blew the socks off everything that's going on
shakes
here.
Shakes up their lives. Arresting them for thought crimes can't be far behind, which is something that's literally impossible for our president to be charged with. But remember, to them, words are the same as violence. Meanwhile, real violence, burning down a couple of city blocks, is something you had coming. Ben Collins of NBC actually combed through pro-Trump message boards looking for danger.
Not particularly bright people, but these are people who are ready to fight. These are people who are ready to go, and they've proven it in the past. And now they are ready to fight regardless of if they're being watched by the FBI or not.
I would not be surprised if we see the Department of Homeland Security issue some kind of bulletin that we are entering a heightened threat environment.
Bulletin. Oh, we're going to hell. Meanwhile, here's our favorite spy-screwing, fart-sniffing dope ranting about election violence.
Republicans have recognized that they can no longer win elections with votes, and so they're leaning in hard to try and win elections with violence, and they're fomenting that violence right now. This is who they
are. All right, I'm stopping it there because that's Eric Swalwell, and of all the people in the country or the world to talk about violence, what in the hell was Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and all these other people that were out on the street doing last summer, and some of them are still doing this summer?
Well, yeah, well, we saw all the rioting and so forth.
Who's the one with the violence? It's not us. Well, it's them.
Well, and of course, Captain, he's going to be talking about stuff like that because they honestly believe that they can get away with saying things like that and nobody will really ever question it. Or they think,
well, we are, this audience is.
Well, of course, it's like the big lie strategy. They think if they just keep saying things, what's the most ridiculous thing? Republicans can't win with votes, so they turn to violence. Oh my gosh, what planet is he living on?
I don't know, but I'm going to play the rest of this and then we'll talk more about it, so let's get going here.
They are now. They are a chaos party.
Sounds like the Democrats to me.
So it's not the raid fomenting violence, it's the reaction to it. If Swalwell got any dumber, a box of hammers might sue him for stolen valor. Nice beard, though. Meanwhile, Mediaite listed pro-Trump supporters calling for political retribution. So those people are now on the radar. Though I doubt they'll hit the streets and burn down affordable housing. No, they're just responding to a shocking act against someone they admire. But expressing anger now makes you a target. It's like when some idiot jumps into a lion cage at the zoo, and this naturally upsets the lion. Then they blame the lion for eating off the idiot's face. So I invite Kill Me to the zoo. So the news now is rage. And in a weird contradiction, the press mocks the anger while packaging it as deadly. But I wonder how real those messages are. I mean, they might be, but it's hard to trust anything from these people. I mean, how many informants helped plan the crimes they were working on? It's a good question. Too bad no one will ever answer that.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants actively participate in the events of January 6th? Yes or no?
Sir, I can't answer that.
Uh-huh. She can't answer that. We already know they had an informant. We already know that the informant was probably present when all this was going down. We already know that they had the attorneys there, and we already know that the attorneys were not allowed to follow them around to see what they were doing. They were handed a search warrant, which, by the way, was sealed, and they couldn't look and see what the items were that they were going to get. And it takes a judge to unseal the warrant. And they're now working on that. As a matter of fact, the speed-up process is coming by way of Judicial Watch.
Well, right. And this warrant, Captain, is certainly something that is going to be at the very heart of the matter. And obviously, there's a process to be followed. And we're sort of being told this line that there's all this protocol, and it was all being done, and you couldn't have a raid this big without going through all the protocol. But then it seems like they don't really follow the protocol, like, for example, having the lawyers present and so forth. It wasn't on the up and up.
Let me ask you a question. If you're coming into a state with a bunch of FBI folks, federal people, and you're going to go after a former president living in your state, would the protocol dictate you should let the governor know?
I believe it does, yeah.
Yes, it does, and they didn't.
Well, see, that's another... But the way that they would even try to explain something like that away is that it's just like what we heard Swalwell talking about. Well, it's these Republicans, and they're trying to make it look as though and trying to make this notion that you just can't trust Republicans. You see, we're the guardians of the galaxy, Captain, they say, right? We're guarding our democracy. We're trying to fix it all for you.
Let me repeat this again so everybody can clearly understand my words. Whatever the Democrats are accusing Republicans or Donald Trump or you or me or anyone in this audience of doing, they are in fact doing themselves.
Well, sure, and that has to do with buttressing the power that they're seeking and the power that they already have to a great degree. And by doing this, they want to create, literally, it sounds kind of crazy, right? But it's a monoparty system. It's something where there is just the party. And if you're not in the party, you're out of the party.
It is called Soviet Russia. It is called North Korea. It is called Communist China. That's what it's called.
Right. That's precisely it. Yeah. That's the whole point. Because that way, any dissension, you can just crush.
Well, we have a caller on the line, but unfortunately we got 30 seconds left, so I'll take the call, and then I'll ask if he wants to go on call, on hold. Dan DeMann, is that you?
That's me.
All right, now hold it, because I got 20 seconds left, and you got 20 seconds to talk, and you'll have to go on hold if you want to stick around.
Okay, I'll go on hold. But anyway, the one that's worried me is the New York case, where he did the fifth today, which is okay. You're legal. You can do that. But if I was a judge, I'd ask.
But that's not what they told us, Dan. That is not what they told us.
You want to practice law, or do you want to be a politician?
Mm-hmm.
Don't come into my court thinking you're going to use this to extend your political views into law. And I think that's where it should be.
All right, hold on, because we're going on break here. All right, we're going to come back with Dan, and we're going to get a couple more things out of the way. And I've got a question for him anyway, so... because I was thinking about him when I was thinking about the question I got. But anyway, Kyle, you hang on too. And folks, I'm coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Some Donald Trump supporters are advocating violence in response to the FBI raid on the former president's home in Florida over documents, some of them classified, that Trump allegedly took improperly from the White House. Democratic Representative Pramila Jayapal of Washington is concerned.
I am worried that the violent rhetoric coming from my GOP colleagues around a president who really needs to be investigated, and the January 6th committee has been showing that, is very disturbing.
We have the latest inflation numbers for you.
Inflation in July dropped slightly to 8.5% from 9.1% a month earlier. The decrease was announced Wednesday morning by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away and get going here right after I tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I have been taking diligently for the past 8-plus years. And I take it because it works. Now, if you are suffering with back, neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, wrist pain, ankle pain, whatever kind of pain you've got, even general muscle aches and pain from the job that you might have, then I'm going to make a suggestion to you that you check out Relief Factor. Now, you can do that with a 3-week quick start. Same price it's been for 8 years, $19.95, about a dollar a day, to see if they can get you out of pain and make you more comfortable. And I bet they can. So, go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And check out the $19.95 3-week quick start. Give it a try. See what it does for you. And I wouldn't be surprised if you're not texting me or calling me or sending me an email thanking me for telling you about something that works. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. I'm going to bring Dan DeMann into the conversation because we were talking about something off air, and I want to get this out there. Okay, Dan DeMann, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. We were talking off air, and I can only say that I have a lot of friends, especially down in South Florida, that work in communications-related things pertaining to radio and TV, as you might well expect, correct?
Correct.
All right. Now, I've been told, and this is a rumor, I can't prove it, and these people are telling me that this is what some of the people they work with are telling them, that an army of electronical technicians as well has converged down there on Mar-a-Lago, and they're searching the place for electronic bugs, either left behind or currently in place being used by, of all people, the FBI and maybe some other federal agencies.
It doesn't surprise me. I mean, look who you're dealing with right now.
No. No.
I would also say that they've probably been listening to Trump's private personal phone calls for a long time now, be it cellular or landline. They knew a lot what was going on. I hear they had a confidential person.
They had a PI, so, yep. Mm-hmm.
Right, and as far as DeSantis not being warned, that shows you the FBI is playing politics.
Sure.
Not law enforcement. Now, it was California had two former presidents living in the state alive at the same time.
Yep.
Nixon and Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
You had to inform the governor, because if you had a back access road, you needed widen, you had to go to the state.
Yep.
You know, the California governors around major arteries that surrounded either residential neighborhood had to be patrolled about 10 times more a day than normally, because you had a former president there.
Yep.
And you still had the CIA. But the state was going to be the outer perimeter of any protection of that president.
Yep.
A lot of details most Americans don't know anything about.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, especially Reagan, when he moved to Bel Air, they were pulling over people all the time without a state plate. Like, what's your business here?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing in this neighborhood? They wanted to know that stuff, and then they would convey it to the federal law enforcement, mostly Secret Service.
Yep.
So that doesn't surprise me. You have to tell the governor what is going on so the state can take protection and help if that's what is needed.
Correct.
And they didn't do it then. But that's what I'm trying to say. The FBI in this raid shows they are playing politics
mm-hmm.
more than they are being bona fide, genuine law enforcement agents of the United States. And they were taking, you know, they were taking his mail. They were taking any open letter that there was, any paperwork laying around was taken.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they bugged it, wouldn't surprise me. That's what they're known for. But we're going to find something in there. I'm glad that they didn't turn off the security cameras in there.
Oh, yeah. They were told to, and they didn't. Mm-hmm.
They didn't. And now the FBI is worried. I can't really use the word. But anyway.
They're worried about what's going to show up here, because we haven't seen all of the footage yet, and there's going to be things that we're going to see that it's going to just...
humiliating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if some of this stuff happened, what I'm thinking, that agent ought to be fired.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. They can't hide it forever. They can drag it out for a long time.
All right. I want to bring Kyle into the mix. Kyle, do you have any question to ask Dan?
Yeah, I do. I'm, you know, listening to what you're saying, Dan, I think, you know, obviously it's very chilling, right? The idea of the FBI.
Yes, it is.
It's very chilling. And so I think that because they just basically hoovered up everything they could possibly find, right, they're
right.
trying to come up with something that they can say, look, we are saving America from Donald Trump, and they're going to come up with some kind of nefarious plot like he's a supervillain or something, just speculating, but trying to put themselves into the position that, you know, we're saving the country, and only we are the, you know, the mm-hmm. keepers of the flame. And mm-hmm. I don't know, how successful do you think they'll be in trying to get that narrative going?
Well, you know, what you said, nobody's ever universally loved. Jesus Christ wasn't universally loved. Do you think Donald Trump's universally loved? Hell, I know he's not. So you're trying to save the country from itself, is what you're trying to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
That never works. When you're trying to save the world from itself, it never works. It backfires. And this is what you're seeing now. You've definitely caused the Trumpers to really get agitated and really want to get to the polls as soon as they can.
Well, they also want to get them out on the streets and doing something other than just waving signs. Listen, let's take a call here real quick. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Captain Tim from Tampa.
Okay, you've got about 30 seconds, so go ahead and ask your question.
I just have a quick, I don't understand, I understand, I may be wrong, that all ex-presidents have Secret Service details.
Yeah, and they weren't there.
How
they brought those from Washington.
Secret Service details.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks. The Secret Service detail that's assigned to Trump was in New York, where he is temporarily moved back to.
But not all of them.
No, they had the private security at the gate that's hired by the Secret Service. Private security was there, not the active Secret Service.
Right, and but they performed very professional.
Sure.
Like, what are you going to do? Private security going to get in a gunfight with the FBI?
No.
And let them in. They had a warrant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they did notify people just before it happened, so they did let them in. It's not a big deal in terms of chain of command, but it wasn't right. Yeah, his Secret Service detail was with him in New York.
Yep.
That's what I mean. I think they tapped his phones because they knew a lot about what was going on in New York.
Oh, they knew where he was going, when he was leaving. They knew the whole nine yards, plus they have the PI, the personal informant that's involved in this, and eventually we're going to find out who that is.
Right. And I think that, you know, there's no better disinfectant than sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
And they should find that out and release the name. Now, will they? I don't know. Biden will probably come up with some. And Biden knew what was going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think it's funny. Merrick Garland can't even be found now.
And Biden has gone on vacation, and little old Hunter, they're all down in South Carolina, or up, yeah, well, down for them, up for me. They're up in South Carolina at the beach house.
Right. Now, I'm still holding on to the fact that my belief is if they get wiped out in this election.
I am too.
Biden's gone. They're gonna hang out yep. Hunter butt to dry. And
exactly. Exactly. I'm hearing that from everybody that wants to talk about anything that I know that's into the legal aspect in Washington, D.C., that Hunter Biden is about to be indicted, which is why all this is being done. They're trying to change the subject again. They're not going to be able to. And Donald Trump just got reelected with this raid.
Oh, I think so. And I can tell you this. I think that.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go.
I was just going to say, Dan, what do you think the chances are that we'll get some kind of whistleblower who will come out of the FBI and give some kind of other inside information as to how this was all done, who was really behind it, and what the feeling was, or even manipulation of different parts of these departments in order to make this happen?
I think there's a revolution going on in the FBI.
Sure there is.
And, you know, they've got a number of whistleblowers now. So we'll see how that goes later on, especially the whistleblowers on the Russian collusion hoax.
All right, Dan.
So I don't think it's going to take much to get them out.
Dan, we got the music coming in. I got to let you go. Thanks very much for some enlightenment. You were always very good on this type of stuff. So call again. Thank you very much, Dan.
Okay.
All right, Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. He was in the government up to his eyeballs in alligators a couple times for a couple different presidents, maybe even three as I now remember it. But anyway, he's a good guy, and we appreciate him, and he's a great gift to this show. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
You really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Ladies and gentlemen, a song by the Kinks, You Really Got Me, from a time when men were men and women were proud of it. Right, Kyle?
Yeah, this is all that long ago.
No, sir. And this is when, you know, if you spouted out some of the crap these people are spouted out today, you would have been decked right on the spot laying in the street.
Different times.
You think I'm kidding? I'm not. You didn't dare say some of the things that are being said today because you knew it was going to get you popped. But anyway, this is the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J. Pilot and Flying J, of course, go on out there, pull on in there, find out what it's all about, become a member of the Drivers Club, and save some money on your fuel and get some great food, great vittles, and all kinds of good stuff when you need to have it the most in the middle of the night when we're on. Now, I'm going to tell you that the active monsoon season will continue the rest of the week for portions of the southwest into the Great Basin and the Rockies. Now, a stalling front and Gulf moisture is also going to produce slow-moving storms capable of producing heavy rain, flash flooding along the Gulf Coast. And I'll tell you all about that because we've had a bunch of rain coming through different areas, and they're flooded right now, and we'll get into that in a minute. But localized areas of critical fire weather conditions are also possible up in the Pacific Northwest and in the Northern Plains on Thursday. Kyle, take it away. Tell us what's going on out there.
Well, Captain, we're going to start in southern Idaho this morning in the area of Idaho Falls, of course, around Interstate 15, also Interstate 86. Down south there of American Falls. We've got a lot of rain falling there right now. We've also got, of course, the idea that there's going to be strong thunderstorms in that area. Winds up to 50 miles an hour. Locally, heavy rain is going to be going on there, so you want to be very, very careful of that. That's we've got some pretty strong stuff coming through there. Likewise, down in the southwest, as you were talking about, down just north of Tucson, we also have a strong thunderstorm is going to be impacting portions there of northeastern Pima and southeastern Pinal counties throughout the evening. So you want to be aware of that. Active rain right now, of course, also going on in that area, just around the Tucson area, heavy in places up near Dudleyville, up through Globe, and then over towards San Luis and a place called Aho, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, A-J-O. And so you definitely want to be aware of that. Also, coming up Interstate 15 north of St. George, really north of Cedar City, you've got rain coming across the interstate there. Some rain in central Nevada, but also up on I-80 near Winnemucca tonight. And, of course, the aerial flood watches continue all through the southwest southwestern states, mainly Arizona, the western part of Arizona, Kingman, up through most of Utah, up into central Utah, and then, of course, the Las Vegas area. And then also out along Interstate 15 coming out of Las Vegas heading into California. And then also if you're coming across I-40, you've also got those flood watches going on right now into the high desert and parts of Southern California. So be careful out there.
Well, we got ourselves a little weather. I'm going to start with South Dakota. We have a heat advisory coming out of Rapid City, South Dakota. Very warm temperatures right now in Rapid City, South Dakota. It's actually 74 degrees, which is warm for them this time of the year in the summer. But we're going to have temperatures approaching the 90s. And when you're going up through that section of the country, up and down the mountains and all that sort of stuff, that makes it very hard and tough on the vehicle. So, again, check your radiators. Make sure your mixture is 50-50, not just water. Make sure it's 50-50. Antifreeze water gives you the best results going on out there climbing the mountains with the big rigs. Now, coming on down into Oklahoma and down into Texas, the Texas Metroplex, we have got fog in the area down there right now, mixed with some poor air quality as well, which makes the fog at night look like it's gray crystallized stuff. When you put your lights on bright and you're trying to see if you can see an extra 50 feet or 100 feet or whatnot, you get that funny-looking funky fog that's just like driving into a gray sheet of fog, if you will. And up towards in Oklahoma, up towards Tulsa, 44, and then up 35 towards the state line. Now, we do have flooding in the Gulf right now, the Gulf along the coastline. And that flooding starts over around Lafayette, Louisiana, and runs straight east right along the shoreline, pretty much south of I-10, south of 98 that's over there, and 90. And it runs through New Orleans, and it runs on over towards Mobile, Alabama. So be advised, just south of I-10. and there is quite a bit of flooding there. And it's been there all week long. It's not getting any better. And one of the reasons why is because all those storms that fire up over here, Kyle, are moving from east to west. They get out there in the Gulf. They fire up. Next thing you know, you got a warning out there in the Gulf of Mexico for storms with 40 and 50 mile an hour winds and waves and all that stuff headed over towards Louisiana and parts of Mississippi. And that's what's been going on all week long. It's going to continue again today. Now, in Ohio, central part of Ohio, from Columbus on down south towards the Kentucky line, we're going to have some weather there. More than likely, there will be some rain in that area. I do not see rain in the forecast, thank God, for Kentucky today, Kyle, so that's a blessing right there.
That really is, yes.
However, I see in the southeastern corner of Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, in particular, and south of Philadelphia down towards Delaware, you have a flood watch and flood advisory in that whole area down there, all the low-lying areas, which makes sense because they've had a lot of rain. You may get some more rain today, as a matter of fact, Delaware, New Jersey, and parts of Maryland. So be advised that could slow your trip down a little bit if you're on the interstates. Allow yourself plenty of time. And then, of course, going up into Michigan right now, the east side of Lake Michigan, again, that's been this way all week long. You have the lakeshore flood advisories for the water that's being pushed on shore by the direction of the wind and the way the rain's been coming from west to east up that way. So that's where you're at. All right, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, please.
Well, Captain, you know, people who join up the My Rewards Plus app from Pilot Flying J Travel Centers at pilotflyingj.com are going to start saving 10 cents on every gallon just by joining, and that goes now through October 31st. And otherwise, you can scan and you can enter your rewards number every time that you pump gas and save 10 cents a gallon. This is really, really something, and we're so glad to be able to tell everybody about it. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, literally, to get the My Rewards Plus app. Just download it or upgrade your My Rewards Plus app, add your existing My Rewards card or select new card, and then start enjoying more points, savings, and convenience. You can download quite easily and join today. Also, our RV friends out there, don't forget, select Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. You have RV fueling lanes, overnight parking, propane refill, and RV dumps. Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers want to be your oasis out there on the road. And just as the captain was telling you earlier, you can get something good to eat, you get your supplies, you get your fuel, you get back on the road, pilotflyingj.com.
And they're starting to put in the electric charging points for the electric vehicles. However, it is not free. You have to pay for that.
That's right, yes.
All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, coming back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren and myself be back with hour number two. It's been a busy first hour. We got plenty of stuff to throw into the kettle here and stir around and see what we get for hour number two, but it's not a lack of news, I'll tell you that much.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.